from the German government prior to the presidential election. Following the story for us is RT's Caleb Maupin.
The Clinton Foundation brings in hundreds of millions of dollars every year. It's part of the Clinton family's kind and charitable public image. But where does this money come from? A lot of the donations don't come from private citizens, but from governments. Lots of tax-paying citizens around the world, whether they personally approve of it or not, are financially tied in with Hillary Rodham Clinton.
In 2015, the foundation's financial ties to various human rights-violating and terrorism-linked regimes got negative publicity. The foundation announced that it would only receive money from six trusted countries: Norway, Australia, Canada, the Netherlands, Britain, and Germany, acknowledged as its closest ally.
It is very good to have a partner at the helm of Germany who is working with us to resolve a lot of the issues and solve the problems that we face together.
The state-owned German Corporation for International Cooperation donated roughly $2.5 million to the charity. The German Federal Ministry for the Environment also donated millions. The money was designated for restoring forests in East Africa, among other things. But alongside concerns over the global environment, the German government also showed concerns about the result of the U.S. election.
The election campaign this year was a particular one, with some confrontations that were difficult to stomach. I, as many of you, watched the election results with trepidation.
The money was for forest and recultivation projects in Kenya and in Ethiopia. I mean, this is a joke. Why should the money go around the world from Germany to the U.S. just to arrive back in Africa then? You know, there are many German organizations who could do it better than the Hillary Clinton Foundation. The money was probably spent for the election campaign of Hillary Clinton.